Welcome to the Songs and Stories of Canada. This program is called The Lumbering Woods.
Great firewood once we've cut them up into chunks.
There must have been a huge windstorm here a few years back. Look at all these trees lying around.
It'll take us years to cut through it all. There's way more than we need anyway.
Cutting up firewood, eh?
Ah! You scared me. Hang on a minute. Let me shut this thing off. That's better.
That chainsaw's pretty noisy.
Yeah, it is, but it sure cuts through that wood nice and fast.
Yeah, well, anyone can cut wood with one of them things. Back when I was logging, we managed fine with one of these.
Hey, that's a really nice-looking axe you got there.
Had it for 40 years now, and she still cuts clean and straight. That blade is so sharp you could shave with it.
Whereabouts did you go logging?
Back in Ontario, a long time ago. I was 18 my first winter up in the woods. My first day chopping was a day kind of like today. Boy, Maurice, sure takes a long time to cut down one of these trees. I've chopped a lot of firewood on the farm, but chopping trees is a lot harder.
It sure is. It's dangerous, too.
How's that?
Well, you gotta watch every move. One slip of the axe and whoosh. I remember my first time in the woods. That was a long time ago now. I was cutting a tree. I took a good swing. The axe bounced off and cut off my big toe. They took me down from camp, 35 miles through the snow, in a sleigh. The doctor, he took a big file and rounded off the bone of my toe. And wow, did it hurt. He never froze it, or anything. But it got better, and I never had any problems with it. So I went back to work 2 months later. I was 16 years old.
A is for axes, and that yous all know. B is for boys that can use them also. C is for chopping that now begins. And D for the danger that we do stand in.
And how merry are we? No mortal on earth is as happy as we. To me, hi, derry, ho, derry, hi, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
E is for echo that rings through the woods. F for the foreman that bosses a job. G for the grindstone we grind our axe on. And H for the handle so stout and so strong.
And how merry are we? No mortal on earth is as happy as we. To me, hi, derry, ho, derry, hi, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
Well, Jim, you've been up in the woods all winter, but you still got a lot to learn. Pretty soon, the ice will be gone from the river, and we start the log drive. We push all these logs we've been piling up all winter into the water and drive them down the river.
Are we going to be stopping in town on our way through?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Then I can visit Sally.
Oh, not for long, though. Once we get past the rough part of the river, we've got to tie the logs together into rafts and float them to Quebec City.
I is for Io, we burn in our lamps. J for the jolly boys all in the camps. K for keen edges we all have to keep. And L for the lice boys that keep us from sleep.
And how merry are we? No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Demi high, derry ho, derry high, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
M is for moss we stow in our camps, N for the needle as we sew our pants, O for the owl that screeches by night, and P for the tall pine that we do slay right.
And how merry are we! No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Demi high, derry ho, derry high, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
Did you hear those screech owls outside last night?
No. All I could hear was the noise inside the bunkhouse. 50 guys asleep in the same room.
You know, that's exactly what you sound like when you're asleep.
It is not. I don't snore.
You don't snore, eh? Well, listen, I'm the one who's been sharing a bunk with you all winter, and I'm the one who never gets any sleep because your nose is stuck in my ear, roaring like a donkey engine.
Q is for quarreling we do not allow. R for the rivers we run our logs down. S for the sled built so stout and so strong. And T for the big team that hauls them along.
And how merry are we! No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Demi high, derry ho, derry high, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
U is for uses we put ourselves to. V for the valley we run our roads through. W for the woods that we leave in the spring. And now I have sung all I'm going to sing.
And how merry are we! No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Demi high, derry ho, derry high, derry down. Give a shanty boy whiskey, there's nothing goes wrong.
Hey, Jim, what are you doing?
Writing.
Writing what?
A letter.
Oh, to who?
Never mind.
What do you mean, never mind? Here, let me see.
Hey, give me that.
Dear Sally, finally it is Sunday and I have time to
come on,
write.
Maurice.
Okay. Here's your letter back. Hey, what do you write to your Sally about anyway?
Oh, I just tell her what it's like up here. About the work, about the camp.
And do you tell her about our little visitors in bed at night? The lice and the fleas and the ticks?
Oh, yeah. I tell her that. And I tell her about the bad food and how we have to work, even when it's 20 below zero.
It's been ages since I've heard from Jim. He's only 40 miles up the river. But he might as well be 400 miles. I never know what's going on up there. He could be freezing to death, for all I know. It's only when someone gets hurt that we get news about the camp. Like last month, when they brought Ian McGregor's body down. He was killed by a hanging limb. The branch, it was broken and it fell on him when he started chopping. I kept thinking, it could have been Jim. Thank goodness winter's over. When the ice goes off the river, the log drive comes through town, and I can see Jim again.
In the spring of 1881, when the flowers was fair to view, I left my native country, my fortune to pursue. I landed in New Brunswick, that lumbering country, and I hired out in the lumbering woods, which proved my destiny. I hired out in the lumbering woods for to cut the tall pine down. When I was struck by a falling limb and scrunched into the ground, I'll ne'er again see the lofty ships as they go sailing by, nor the flags a flying in the air upon the mast so high. Farewell to you, Prince Edward Isle, and you island girl so true. For dying I lie in this strange land, so far away from you.
Oh, it's nice and cool out here after all that dancing.
Are you tired? You've been working on the river all day, and then you're out dancing all night.
I'm too excited to be tired. It's so great to be in town again, even if it is only for a couple of days.
You should have seen the kids in school yesterday. I could hardly control them. They kept squirming around in their desks, whispering, "The log drive's coming, the log drive is coming." The row by the window was the worst. The minute I turned my back on them, they were out of their desks, looking out to see if there were any logs on the river yet.
Well, they must have got an eyeful today. The river's so thick with logs, you can hardly see the water between them.
And what a noise. That's how we can tell that the log drive is coming. It's the noise. We can hear that low, drumming, booming sound, you know, coming from way upstream. All those logs bumping against each other, and then it gets louder and louder. Last night, when the drive finally hit town, it was so loud I had to close all my windows, and I still couldn't get to sleep.
You should try walking on those logs. You gotta go right out there in the middle of the river if you're pike pole, and shove them around so they don't get jammed up. Sometimes when the water's rough, it's like running on the backs of a bunch of stampeding cattle. You should see Maurice at it. He's so light on his feet that the guys say if you put soap in the water, he could walk in the bubbles to shore.
And how about you?
Well, they only let me drive on the easy parts. I fell in a couple of times. And boy, that water sure is cold.
It's getting cold out here, too. You want to go in, dance some more?
Sure.
If you ask any girl from the parish around what pleases her most from her head to her toes, she'll say, "I'm not sure that it's business of yours, but I do love to waltz with a log driver, for he goes burling down the down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly, burling down the down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely." When the drive's nearly over, we love to go down to watch all the lads as they work on the river. We know that come evening they'll be in the town, and we all love to waltz with a log driver, for he goes burling down the down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly, burling down the down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Now to please both my parents, I've had to give way and dance with the doctors, the merchants, the lawyers. Their manners are fine, but their feet are of clay. There's none with the style of my log driver, for he goes burling down the down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly, burling down the down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Now Now I've had my chances with all sorts of men, but there's none that's so fine as my lad from the river. And when the drive's over, if he asks me again, I think I will marry my log driver. For he goes burling down the down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly, burling down the down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
Hey, Maurice, these logs aren't moving.
Yeah, must be a jam up ahead. There's a big rock in the middle of the river. The logs are piling up on it. They can't get past.
Wow, look at all those logs tangled up.
That's nothing. We had a jam here 3 years ago that was piled up twice as high and half a mile long.
Must be pretty dangerous loosening up a jam like that.
Yeah, we lost a couple of the boys on that one. They found the key log. The one that got caught up and started the whole mess. They pulled it out from under. They didn't get away quick enough. That jam turned over so fast, they didn't have a chance. We found their bodies about 3 miles down the river.
Are jams always this noisy?
Oh yeah. You've got thousands of logs all grinding against each other. The river is pressing down on them and piling more logs on by the minute. Listen, I'm gonna climb onto the jam and see if I can help out. You wait here till I call you.
Okay.
Hello? Jim? Over here!
I'm coming!
What?
I'm coming!
Hey, listen! Look back to shore!
What?
I said, look back to shore!
What for?
Because you gotta run back there when she starts to move! Hey! Be careful! You wanna get killed?
Come all ye true-born shanty boys, wherever you may be. Come sit here on the deacon's seat and listen unto me. Concerning a few brave shanty boys, stout-hearted through and brave. 'Twas on a jam on Garry's rocks that they met with a watery grave. 'Twas on a Sunday morning, as you will quickly hear. The logs were piled up mountains high, we could not keep them clear. When the bossy cried, "Turn out, me boys, with hearts so bold and clear, and we'll break the jam on Garry's rocks, then for Saginaw town we'll steer." Oh, some of them were willing, but others they hung back. For to work upon a Sunday morn, they did not think it right, till 6 of our brave Canadian youths did volunteer to go. For to break the jam on Garry's rocks with their foreman, young Monroe. We had not rolled off many logs ere the boss to us did say, "I'd have you on your guard, me boys, for the jam will soon give way." But hardly had he those few words spoke when the jam did break and go, and it carried away those 6 brave youths and their foreman, young Monroe. When the rest of us brave shanty boys the sad news came to hear, We gathered at the river, and downward we did steer. And there we found, to our surprise, and sorrow, grief, and woe, all cut and mangled on the beach, lay the form of young Monroe.
Hey, Maurice, you caught a fish yet?
Nope, not yet.
This is the life, eh? Drifting down the river on a raft in the spring sunshine. These logs sure look tame when they're all tied together like this.
Yeah, it's nice to get away from the rapids and rocks. Hey, Jim, listen. Hop ahead on the next raft. They're singing and dancing.
What's the name of that tune?
It's called the Raftman, the Raftsman. That's us, riding the raft down the river.
What do the words mean?
It's all about us. How we go up to camp in the fall and make a lot of noise chopping trees all winter.
Et par bitons, ils ont passé avec leurs provisions achetées. Bing sur le ring, bang sur le ring, laissez passer les Raftman. Bing sur le ring, bing bang.
En canot des corses sont montés,
en canot des corses sont montés.
Et du plaisir ils ont donné.
Bing sur le ring, bang sur le ring, laissez passer les Raftman. Bing sur le ring, bing bang.
Des pork et beans, ils ont mangé.
Des pork et beans, ils ont mangé.
Pour les estomacs restaurés.
Bing sur le ring, bang sur le ring. Laissez passer les Raftman. Bing sur le ring, bing bang.
Pork et beans. Hey, I understand that. Pork and beans.
Very good. Very good.
Boy, will I be glad to stop eating pork and beans every day.
Dans les chantiers sont arrivés des moustaches en fabriqué.
Bing sur le ring, bang sur le ring, laissez passer les Raftman. Bing sur le ring, bing bang.
Galutaway fut étonné,
Galutaway fut étonné.
Tant de faisant briller leur âge trompé.
Bing sur le ring, bang sur le ring, laissez passer les Raftman. Bing sur le ring, bing bang.
Quand le chantier fut terminé, chacun chez eux s'en retournait.
Bing sur le ring, bang sur le ring, laissez passer les Raftman. Bing sur le ring, bing bang.
You know, Jim, now you know all about logging. How to chop, how to drive the logs, how to break up a jam.
And how to float on a raft down the river. That's the best part.
Leurs femmes sous blondes sont embrassées, leurs femmes sous blondes sont embrassées, toutes très contentes se retrouver.
Bing sur le ring, bang sur le ring, laissez passer les Raftman. Bing sur le ring, bing bang, laissez passer les Raftman. Bing sur le ring, bing bang.
Well, we're almost finished. Just a bit more to go.
That was a great story Jim told us, eh?
Hey, what's the matter with the chainsaw?
I don't know, it just died. Doesn't seem to want to start again. That's a drag. How are we going to cut the rest of this wood?
Hey, look. Here's Jim's axe.
Huh. He must have forgotten it.
No. No, he'd never forget his axe. You know, I bet you he left it here on purpose.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we gotta finish this wood, so let's get to work.
The Lumbering Woods was written and produced in Vancouver by John Bartlett, Gary Marcuse, and Rika Rupsat. The actors were Lindsay Bourne, Susan Leslie, and Maurice Meloche. Lead singing by John Bartlett and Rika Rupsat. The musicians were Keith Malcolm, Paul Newman, Murray Schulbraid, Bob Webb, and Fred Weiss. Technical production by Hal Beckett in Itmoot Studios. Thanks for listening.